I started as a clerk. Let me just focus on watershed moments when I was Postmaster General. Probably the watershed moment was one that happened shortly after I became Postmaster General. That was the anthrax attack. That was a particularly difficult time for the Postal Service, but one that drew the postal community together like nothing else probably could. And I think it enabled us to build upon relationships that were developed while we were dealing with anthrax to move ahead to greater heights when it comes to service to the American public and productivity. So that was a watershed moment, and I was very proud of the way the postal community, our postal employees, reacted.
I always go back to Hurricane Katrina, because the Postal Service kept working even though there were postal carriers who had lost their homes. They had lost everything, but they still made sure that what mail they could get out there got to the people who needed it.
Well, that's very typical of postal employees. I think after any major event, catastrophe, act of God, hurricane, snowstorm, the Postal Service and postal employees are usually the first back on the street. Our service is the first that's restored. And during Hurricane Katrina, Charlie, Rita, we were very proud of the fact that we were out there for the American public, for our customers. And so our employees do plead postal blue. In fact, I went and visited the Mississippi coastline after Katrina a couple days later, and the number one complaint that I got from our employees was that they attempted to get to work the day after the hurricane, and the post office was closed. I had to remind them that the National Guard had taken the coastline and not allowed anybody to travel into that area. It still didn't satisfy a lot of our employees, because they felt if they could get to work, the postmaster should have been there, or their supervisor with a key to let them in so they can serve the American public.
Let's talk a bit about some of the accomplishments of your tenure and some of the things you wish you could have accomplished but didn't. What are some of the highlights, and what are some of the places where you wish you could have done more?
Well, prior to becoming Postmaster General, I sat down with some of my predecessors, and each of them talked about the fact that, asked me, what was my legacy going to be? And quite candidly, it made me think about what their legacy was, and I asked them what it was, and each of them pointed to something, pretty selective. One said, well, I improved service. The other said, well, I made us more businesslike and improved productivity. And what I decided was my legacy was going to be one that where the Postal Service attempted to do it all, run like a business, first and foremost, deliver top-notch service to the American public. Second, to do it efficiently. And so I'm very proud of the fact that we hit record levels of service, record levels of productivity. In the last 10 years, we have reduced our career workforce by over 200,000. And in addition to that, we have created a good place to work. We're recognized as one of the best places for Hispanics to work, African-Americans to work, minorities to work, a great place if you're looking for an IT career. Our employee satisfaction rose despite all the challenges that we've had. And so I'm very proud of the fact that we, kind of did the job when it came to service, first and foremost, that we did it efficiently, and that we included our employees in making those things happen. And so the legacy here is that we ran the Postal Service like a business. Now, when it comes to some of the things that I wish we could have done a little differently or maybe acted a little more quickly on it, the one that comes to mind, the only one that comes to mind, is the need for a change when it comes to legislation that guides how we pre-fund our retiree health benefits and how we fund our pensions. The Postal Service is in a unique position right now. It's overfunded on its two pension systems. In addition to that, we are the only entity in America, whether that's private or public, that is pre-funding retiree health benefits at the rate and at the level that we are. And I believe that, in a recession, certainly we shouldn't find ourselves in an overfunded mode on pensions, and we should really rethink the pace at which we fund retiree health benefits. I believe if those were corrected, it would go a long way to helping with what is a very difficult financial position for the Postal Service right now.